Welcome to We Nurture Stories for Children. We utilize the power of storytelling to encourage language development, inspire moral growth, and enliven the imagination. We are happy to share our We Nurture Stories for Children with you and your family, and we hope you enjoy the timeless activity of getting lost in a good tale.
Little Munchkin lived in the wide world of open fields, where the clumps of tall bamboo creaked and swayed all day, and the long grasses by the roadside whispered pink messages to passing travelers. All through the summertime, Little Munchkin was busy doing her Munchkin jobs. There was always so much to do, helping care for Mother Nature's little children. She was kept busy with the butterflies whose wings were caught in spiky bushes and with lizards that had lost their tails. Little Munchkin would sew them back on again with her special mending thread. And there were always the many wildflowers that needed dewdrops brushed away so their petals could open each morning. In the evenings, Little Munchkin would wrap herself up in a leaf and fall asleep under the bright summer stars. How she loved living in the wide world of open fields under the bright summer sky. But summer was coming to an end, and the autumn wind was blowing. The days were growing colder, and the nights were getting longer. As the wind blew around Little Munchkin, it whispered to her, "Autumn is here. Summer has gone. You'll need a home for the winter long. So look for a home so warm and bright, where a golden light shines day and night." "But where can I find a home so warm and bright, where a golden light shines both day and night?" Little Munchkin asked the wind. "Follow the path of the sun. Follow the path of the sun," whispered the wind. So Little Munchkin set off through the fields, following the path of the sun. She hadn't gone far when she met a silver snail who was carrying his home on his back. "Hello, Silver Snail. I'm looking for a home so warm and bright where a golden light shines both day and night." "Well, well," said Silver Snail, "this is my home and I live here alone. There is only room here for one. Keep following the path of the sun." So Little Munchkin kept on, following the path of the sun through the fields. Soon she met a brown spider sitting in his web. "Hello, brown spider. I'm looking for a home so warm and bright where a golden light shines both day and night." "Well, well," said brown spider, "this is my home and I live here alone. There is only room here for one. Keep following the path of the sun." So Little Munchkin kept on following the path of the sun. Soon she came to an overgrown vegetable patch. As she climbed the rocks at the edge, she noticed a bright golden light shining like the sun itself. She looked up and saw Great King Sunflower shining down at her. "Oh, Great King Sunflower, I'm looking for a home so warm and bright where a golden light shines both day and night." The Sunflower King smiled, nodded his giant golden head, and seemed to say, "Look ahead on the ground." Little Munchkin looked ahead, and there, sitting amongst large green leaves, was a round, orange pumpkin. She was puzzled. Could this be my home, so warm and bright, where a golden light shines both day and night? Little Munchkin went up to the pumpkin, looking for a little door. She knock-knocked here, and she knock-knocked there, but she couldn't find an opening door anywhere. She walked right around the pumpkin, knocking here and knocking there. But no matter how hard she looked, she couldn't find a little door anywhere. By now, Little Munchkin was feeling very tired, and night was on its way. She wrapped herself up in a pumpkin leaf and fell fast, fast asleep, snugly sheltered by the large wall of the pumpkin. As she slept, she had a dream. She dreamt that a golden star came sailing down out of the night sky, over the swaying bamboo, across the fields, and past Great King Sunflower. It landed right inside the orange pumpkin, making a star door on top. Next morning, when Little Munchkin woke up, she remembered her dream and climbed up to the top of the pumpkin. And there, just as in her dream, was a star door. She opened the door and peeped inside. To her delight, she saw a little room glowing golden bright. Little Munchkin was so happy. She climbed down and snuggled into her new pumpkin home, so warm and bright, where a golden light shines both day and night. And as far as I know, she is living there still. Every morning, she travels to the wide world of open fields to help care for Mother Nature's little children. And every evening, she returns to her warm and snug pumpkin home. From that day to this, she has always been known as Pumpkin Munchkin.